Welcome to Calvary Church, where we are dedicated to loving God and loving people. If you want to know more about us, please check us out online at calvary.ca. Now let's check out this week's message.
Hello, Calvary Church. Greetings from Turkey. Hello, Pastor Steve, Pastor Susan. It's great to be with you guys today. My name is İsmail Serinkan. I'm coming from Turkey. Let me give you a brief information about my country. Turkey is the second biblical country after Israel. Seven churches of Asia Minor, Antioch Church, Pisidia Antioch, Galatia, all located in Turkey, land of Christianity. As you can see the picture behind me, this is a hot topic. It's from Hagia Sophia. It's in Turkey. And this is actually an advertisement of Turkish Airlines. It says, homeland of Christianity. Turkey is really homeland of Christianity. Antioch Church, where everything started, it's in Turkey. Paul was from Turkey, actually, the city called Tarsus. It's part of Turkey as well. Unfortunately, when you look at Turkey today, 99% of its people claim to be Muslims. You see a lot of ruins, old churches, like Hagia Sophia, used to be one of the gigantic, largest church of the world. It became a mosque again just last week. You know, it's pretty interesting today. Almost everybody is Muslim in this country. I myself used to be a Muslim. So you can see my name is İsmail. İsmail is a very popular name among Muslims. They love this name. I'm a pastor. Sometimes we have some guests, some people come from the government, some policemen come to guard the building. They come and they ask my name. They expect to hear like Pastor Mark, Pastor Steve, Pastor Matthew. When I say İsmail, they get like confused. What? Say it again, İsmail. And I love my name, actually. It's a great door to preach the gospel, why I became a Christian, you know. So I love my name. Turkey is a very interesting country. Today, many people are quite devout Muslims. Even young people are, you know, getting radical. But at the same time, God is a God of restoration. He's restoring his kingdom once again in this ancient land. I'm a living example of that. Even one of our church in Laodicea, I'd like to give you some information about that church. You know, the book of Revelation, the Laodicea church, lukewarm church. Praise the Lord, it's not lukewarm anymore. There is one church there, it's on fire. That church started about almost 13, 14 years ago. And the building we got, it's amazing, it's a miracle actually. After 100 years later, there was a church building again in Laodicea. The church has been there from the first century, but about 100 years ago, everything disappeared. No more Christians, no more church buildings, only old ruins. So that's why when we got that building about 12, 13 years ago, when we started church building, and actually we got the building about 8 years ago in 2012. And also at the same time, I want to thank you, Calvary Church, because for your generous contribution for that church building, it was amazing. Thank you so much. And you are the part of miracle as well. When we opened that church building, it was a big news in the country, not only in the city. Laodicea is quite a big city, about 500,000 people live in that town, and that's the only church building in that ancient place, in the public place. When we opened the church building, we thought it would be peaceful, but we were shocked and so surprised there was such an opposition. Even 70 policemen had to come to guard the building because of the protesters. They said, we don't want church building here. You know, there's no Christian. And after I wrote an article in the newspaper, I said, look, I am from this town. I am local. I am Christian. And there are other Christians who wants to worship. And this is our right. That was pretty good advertisement, actually, you know. After that, you know, many people, I got some responses from the people. They said, you are right. You are a Christian. You are from here. And you have right too to worship your God just like we do. That was a good advertisement. It was the grace of the Lord. But the thing is, when we opened that building after such a long time later, during that period, there was such an opposition. I felt such a peace that I have never felt it before. When you look at my life in that days, you know, I was in the fire. Even some Christians in the country, they didn't want to talk to me. They didn't want to get involved because my face was on the newspaper. national newspapers, local newspapers, even CNN Turkey. They were saying that this is the guy, he started a church building in this place. And they were targeting me, targeting my family. Because of that, I understand some people that week, they didn't want to talk to me. They didn't want to be a part of what I'm doing in there. But that week, I felt such a presence of the Lord, peace of the Lord. I felt such an authority. You know, it's really grace. God provides enough grace in every situation, no matter how difficult. God extends grace greater than the hardship. I felt that thing very much that week. So I thank the Lord for that. So our church in Laodicea, now it's been 8 years, our building. We have a lot of visitors, a lot of young people. Young people are getting saved in that town. A lot of people got baptized, you know. On Sundays also, we have some Iranians as well in our church building, jam-packed, you know. We have Turkish people, they're getting baptized. It's unbelievable. I thank the Lord for what he's doing in our country. He's the God of restoration. He's really restoring his kingdom once again. Also, the other good thing about that church, my parents are part of that church, and their story is amazing. You know, I personally, myself, you know, I saw some visions and dreams when I was very small, at the age of 5 and 6 years old. There was no Christian in our hometown. There were only a few thousand people. Everybody's Muslim. But sometimes where there's no Christian, God himself does a job. He reaches people through visions and dreams. You know, maybe you hear this kind of testimonies. In Middle East, in Muslim world, a lot of Muslims are seeing visions and dreams. I saw one of them. I was 5, 6 years old. I saw many visions and dreams. And in these visions, I felt such a presence of the Lord, peace, joy. And in one of these visions, I saw God, and he was in flesh, and he talked to me. And I was his friend. It was beyond my comprehension. I felt so special about myself because of his presence, and he was calling me friend. Because of these visions, I was asking a lot of questions to my parents. Where is God? How can I reach him? How can I talk to him? They thought there is something wrong with their son. He's asking a lot of questions about God. So they sent me to a Muslim cleric to learn about Quran. That's the only way you can learn about God. There was such a hunger in my heart for the things of God because of those visions. So I started memorizing Quran every day with this old cleric. And I was like 10, 11 years old. I became quite radical Muslim because of that enthusiasm. I was even doing the calling from the mosque. Normally, older people do that. Clerics do that, you know. They call five times a day, you know. I was doing that. But when I was 13, 14 years old, something happened. I started questioning my faith because of one issue. In those visions, there was amazing joy and peace. No matter how hard I try, I practice Islam, that peace was not in there. So something scared me in my heart. Is this something wrong with my faith? You know, I know. I saw God. I saw God in those visions. It was so real than this world. There was some kind of feeling like that in my heart. But what I'm doing in Islam, you know, there was disconnection. There was no peace, no joy, no love. Only practicing, but, you know, no joy. So I started questioning my faith. When I was in the high school, you know, I started walk away from Islam, but I was very unhappy because, as I said, in those visions, I knew I met God. He is so real than anything around me. Somehow I have to reach him, but no matter I'm trying, you know, with Islam, with other books I was reading, you know, there was no way to find it. So finally, I was at the university. I was very unhappy about my faith. I was not calling myself Muslim anymore. You know, I was just searching for God, not a religion. And after one day, I was just wandering the campus. One of my teachers, he was from Korea. I thank the Lord for Korean missionaries there all around the world. So he started talking to me, and he saw my ring. I had this ring, and there was a cross on it. Always the cross was very special to me, even when I was a Muslim, when I was very small. I had no idea about its meaning, what happened on the cross, but I like the cross. He said, are you a Christian? I said, no, I'm not a Christian. I'm nothing. I'm not a Muslim. He said, do you know Christianity? I said, yeah, I think it must be just like in Islam, you know, very similar religions, you know. I'm looking for God. And he started talking to me. It was in the afternoon. So he told me many stories. He was trying to share with me at that time the gospel, but it was meaningless for me. I can understand what he was talking about. Suddenly he stopped and said something. He said, Ishmael, you are looking for Jesus. He is the one you've been looking for. Suddenly when he said that, something triggered in me. The name of Jesus became something very strong, very something to hold on. Everything was like moving, shaking. That's the only thing you could hold on. I felt the power of that name at that time. It was amazing. I said, what am I supposed to do to have him into my life? He said, there's a certain prayer. If you do that prayer with me, he's going to come into your life. I told him, I don't know how to do that prayer. Please, can you do it for me? I just repeat after you if it's okay. He said, sure. So we did the prayer. When I finished my prayer, when I said, amen, something happened to me. Something hit me. I haven't felt that peace and joy for many years, just like in those visions. The joy and peace were like, you know, it's like waterfall, you know, flowing on me very strongly. I was so joyful. It was amazing, I guess, you know, I filled with the spirit at that time. I got out of his office of my teachers. I was running on the street because of joy. It was unbelievable. I was reborn. I was new. And that joy, that peace, and the God I saw in those visions, I felt in my spirit that he found me. He reached me. He reached me, really. He indeed, you know, he found me. So I came to the Lord. Right after that, I was studying at the university. I was far away from my hometown. My university was in Ankara, which used to be Galicia in old days, part of, you know, the Bible. My hometown is Laodicea. It's about 7-8 hours away. So a few days later, suddenly I felt this fear in my heart. I need to share my faith with my parents. They are devout Muslims. They don't know the way. They are deceived somehow. I have to talk to them. But this fear, you know, came upon me. You know, in Muslim world, they can reject you. You can get killed by your parents. Anything can happen. Even though I was a baby Christian, a few days old, I heard the voice of the Lord. And he said, Ishmael, I am God Almighty. Don't be afraid. I will tell you the right time. And you will share it with them. And you're going to see I'm going to change their hearts. In the meantime, you just pray for them. And I start praying for them every day. It was a few months later, I felt in my spirit that time has come. So I went to my hometown. I took a night bus. I got there in the morning. When I got home, my mom was by herself in our house. My father was somewhere else. He was doing some housework. I said, Mom, take a seat. I have a story to tell you. So she sat with me. She's a devout Muslim, practicing devout Muslim, and she's coming from a very strong devout Muslim family, her background. So I start telling everything about Jesus, Son of God, and everything. And she stopped and she said, the first thing she said when I finished my talking, she said, son, I always knew and felt that Jesus must be more than a prophet. What you're saying makes sense for me. I was shocked. And I suddenly remembered what God had told me before. God really had changed her heart, opened her understanding. I was so surprised, so happy that my father came to our house. And my mom said, take a seat. Your son has a story to tell you. My father sat with us. And I shared the same thing with him. Normally, my father was supposed to get angry, upset. He was supposed to say, you are dishonoring our family. How can you change your religion, your faith, you know, things like that. He said, son, I met some Christians when I was in Germany many years ago. They were very nice people. I respected them. That's the only thing. And he said, I respect your decision. I was shocked, you know. There is something wrong with this picture. You know, they were supposed to get really angry. And I saw the power of prayer at that time. There's a power in the prayer. You can pray for anything. All things are possible with God, just like the Bible says. With our God, all things are possible. Nothing is so difficult. I saw that at that time. I was so happy. And after, you know, my parents, my mom, she cannot read because she's coming from a very devout Muslim family. In their families, girls cannot go to school. They don't know how to read. So I brought some cassettes with me at that time. In old days, there were some cassettes, you may remember. So she started listening to those cassettes. My father loves reading. He started reading the Bible. It's been like 3 or 4 years. I got married and I started living in Ankara. they came to visit me, to my family. They came to visit my family as well. We have one son at that time. It was Saturday morning. My father said, "Son, I have been watching your life. I have been listening to you all the time, reading your Bible. Time has come for me." I said, "For what, father?" He said, "I want to receive your Christ into my life." And my mom was there. She said, same thing. "I want to receive your Christ into my life." I was so overwhelmed. I was so joyful. I said, "I just want to make sure." I said, "Father, you're a devout Muslim. You are one of the most devout Muslim in our hometown." He wakes up every morning at 5 o'clock. You know, he runs to the mosque, you know, wash himself with cold water, special ceremony, you know. He sits at the front, you know. He's very highly respected man in our town. I said, "Are you aware of what you're doing? This will cost something. You know, you had to cut off your relationship with the mosque and everything." He said, "Whatever it takes, I am ready to receive your Christ." And I prayed for him. At that moment, I saw something in his leg. He had a problem with his leg for the last maybe 30, 40 years. Like once a month, sometimes twice a month, there was this disease in his leg. He couldn't walk. Like he had to lay, terrible pain. You know, he went to several doctors, you know. He used all kinds of different medicine, even Eastern medicines, you know, nothing worked, you know. That morning, I saw a snake in my spirit on his right leg. I put my hand, I said, "Satan, you have to leave now." I declare the blood of Jesus Christ upon his life, his body right now. You have to leave. Now it's been almost like more than 15, almost 16 years now. No more. That sickness came back. My mom was a chronic asthma. Every year during April or May, you know, she had to go to hospital, sometimes staying there for a week, you know. It's been more than like 14, 15 years. No more visitations, hospital. She got healed, both of them. My father is now 81 years old. My mother is 76 years old. They're very healthy. Even people can notice in their small family. People say, "How come you guys are getting younger? You look very healthy." And they say, "It's all because of Jesus. Jesus healed us." They are so bold, you know. And people are, I mean, very surprised around them. Sometimes young people can convert, but older people like them. As I said, if you pray, all things are possible. That's why we need to pray for everything. God is able to do everything, more than we think. So I thank the Lord for their lives. So they're a part of this church now, the church in Laodicea. They come every Sunday. They travel like 70, 80 kilometers every Sunday. They, with two different transportations, you know, they come joyfully. When they leave their town in the morning with public transportation, everybody knows in that town. They talk to each other. They're going again to the church, you know. I mean, their life is such a testimony. As I said, God is a God of restoration. He is restoring his kingdom once again in this land. There are a lot of testimonies, like, you know, in Laodicea, many young people are getting saved, you know, even religious people are getting saved, you know. It's amazing how God is working. When you look at Turkey today from outside, it looks very Islamic, you know. This is just the surface. Under the surface, with deep waves, God is working, you know, God is working, and God is reaching this nation. Like our church in Ankara, we saw a lot of miracles, miracles after miracles, you know, blind people got healed, you know, all kinds of disease, you know, they were healed. They were practicing Muslims. Like one of the guy I can give you, he's a history teacher in a public school, a high school. History teacher, and he lost his sight when he was like 10 years old. There was an explosion and he lost his sight, and he had like over 30 operations to regain his one of his sight, but nothing worked. And doctors finally gave up and told him that there is no way. They said, "The retina in your eye, like there is no life in there, no cell, you know, it's impossible." When the experts say it's impossible, that's a great opportunity for God. All things are possible. Can I hear you? All things are possible with our God. So this guy came to our church because one of his friends, now he's our one of our actually deacon in our church, you know. He was a very sick man as well in the past, like over 20 years, like, you know, he was a teacher. He had a back problem. He had a lot of problems with his, like, you know, bones and everything. He's walking like this. He cannot move. He cannot put his jacket on him. Every year, even though he's a teacher, he has to go to hospital like 3-4 months, you know, stay in the hospital, use all kinds of like, you know, heavy drugs, like, you know, to get rid of his pain, have very heavy pains. When he came to the church for the first time, he started watching our programs. We have some television programs in Turkey we have been broadcasting. Also our live streams, you know, we have been broadcasting. He watched. This happened like, let's say, 8-9 years ago. He started watching us. So he came to the Lord, you know, by himself in his house. So he saw one vision. And in this vision, God spoke to him. He said, you must go to the church now. So he came to the church. It was in the morning. And I talked to him. He said, you know, I told him, come in the midweek. We have a meeting. We can talk to you. I can talk to you better. It was Tuesday evening. He came to our, you know, meeting. And in the afternoon, he was sick, a lot of pains in his body, you know, and he had a small bag with him. There were many drugs inside. And he sat with me and I told him, our God is able. You can get healed right now. I told him, do you believe in this? He said, I believe everything. I prayed for it. He had a problem with his eye, with his nose, with his bones and everything, you know, because of all those heavy medication, a lot of problems everywhere in his body. From that time on, he used no more drugs. I didn't tell him anything. He stopped by himself. Normally, he's not supposed to sleep at night. He slept like a baby that night and the next night and the other nights. It's been like 8 years now. Even the doctors, you know, they're very puzzled. They cannot say anything about this because he has all kinds of recourse, you know. No more pain. He became a very strong Christian. And he's a deacon in the church now, very solid guy. And the other guy, the teacher I mentioned, the history teacher, the one who lost his sight, had over 30 operations, his friend. So they talked to each other. And he said, the history teacher told him, why don't you go to the hospital anymore? You know, he said, I'm not sick anymore. He said, what happened? You've been sick for years. He said, there's a church. They prayed for me and I got healed. He was very surprised, the blind guy. But he's coming from Iconia. Remember Iconia from the Bible? He was stoned, you know, by the Iconians. Very religious place in Turkey. Muslims, a lot of radicals in there. And he is quite devout Muslim as well. When he heard the word church, he just said, okay, I'm not coming. It was like a few months later, he came and talked to our friend, our brother again. He said, I want to come to your church. I want to get prayed. So they came to our meeting, men meeting in the midweek on Tuesday. It was in the afternoon. And when I saw him, you know, he is using those stick, you know, for blind people. He cannot walk properly. I told him, I spoke with faith. I said, our Lord Jesus Christ is going to heal you. You're going to regain your sight, but make sure not the prophet Jesus is the Son of God. That's a strong word for them. They get very upset. Make sure we will give the credit to the right person. He was very quiet and didn't say a word, but he was not happy. He sat with me. I prayed for him. When I prayed for him, I saw something in my spirit, like a seed fell upon his side, his retina. I told him, open your eyes. He opened his eye. He looked around. He said, nothing changed. I told him, something changed right now. You will see it in the days to come. This was on Tuesday. Sunday morning, our brother, the other brother, he came with great enthusiasm. He said, it's amazing. The guy can see 50 meters away and he's regaining his sight now. Now this guy, you know, he came to the Lord a few months later. He's a believer now, very strong believer. He changed his ID in Turkey. On our IDs, we have the religion part. If you change it, you have problems with the people, with the government. Even though he's a teacher, you know, he changed it. And he started coming to the church every Sunday, you know, our Bible study and everything. And he saw miracles right after that, other miracles as well. It's amazing how God is working. As I said, all things are possible with God. God is working with his amazing power in this ancient land. Turkey once used to be land of Christianity. As I said, God is a God of restoration and is restoring his kingdom once again. And his people in this land, you know, they're coming to the Lord. There are a lot of people to get saved. And now we have television programs, also live streamings in Muslim world. It's a great tool. I thank the Lord for this tool because many Muslims, they are scared to go to the church because of the society, their friends and families. But in their homes, they can watch. A lot of people are watching our programs. We're getting a lot of responses. Our television programs, we're getting a lot of responses. People are getting healed, you know, getting delivered and getting saved, you know. It's just amazing. And I want to thank you too, because you are part of this in Canada. You've been supporting us. You've been praying for us. So I want to thank you for all you're doing for the kingdom of God in Turkey as well. It is a great joy to see, because we can feel and we can feel and sense in our spirit. Time is getting closer. Our Lord will come back soon in a glorious way. We see a lot of signs in the world, as you can see these days. It's getting closer for the kingdom of God. We're working all together. So God bless you. I'd like to pray for you. May the Lord bless you and keep you and be gracious to you. May the Lord turn his face toward you. May the Lord bless you. We love you guys. Thank you for this opportunity again. Blessings upon you. In Jesus' name. Bye-bye.